Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola.
All right. Can you guys hear me? We're here on Blog Talk Radio. Just want to make sure you guys can hear me okay. I can tell you we've already gotten started. I am just too excited to be back. Hopefully you guys missed me. I missed you. And we are definitely going to be moving our channel here in the near future. We've been having just a little bit too many tech difficulties with our current provider here. And so we want to make sure that you know that we are here and in live and full effect. Go ahead and tag your teams and let everybody know that we're here live at Power Start Your Day. You know, this is Nicola Smith Jackson, your power mentor, and today we're going to reawaken, right? We got to reawaken your spirit, right, and resuscitate your passion. And then you want to recommit. We got to renew your mind so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you, and that is for you to build a big business. I just know that I, along with special guests here from time to time, we're coaching you Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you haven't done this already, go ahead and share this call with other people. They can dial in to 602-753-1848. Or on listen online with your smart device, iPad, tablet, PC, or Mac at blogtalkradio.com/successwithNicola. We start a new series, and the question is, Ellen, is network marketing really for me? Now, I could easily have said, is network marketing really for you? But I need you to understand that in order for you to take your spot at the top, there needs to be a conscious decision that you want to be successful. Now, I need you to understand we're coming from a very, very, very powerful, powerful chapter here, the chapter of faith out of the book of Hebrews. We're going to be in chapter 13, verse 7. And before you go on, I need you guys to go ahead right now. I need you guys to go ahead right now and turn to Hebrews 13 and 7 before we go ahead and start our prayer. I can tell you right now, there are so many things trying to come against us right now with Power Start Your Day. And what you want to do is this, right? It's time for you to put your big boots on, or I can say, you're about to start to keep it real. Big, you know, the guys and girls, it's time for you to act like real grown folk here when we start talking about what's happening. But is network marketing really for me? The question is not, is it for you? Is it for me? Let's decide today. You're going to have to be more than just curious. You're going to have to be serious about becoming and developing leaders. Now, obviously, we're going to have to discuss what is a leader series here. Probably going to get some touchy for some people. But I need you to grow. I need that if any day you can't hear Power Start Your Day, you still are going to take your spot at the top. Now, we talk about how to do it big here. We're not helping you to play small. You don't need any help to play small. People don't need help to do nothing. They need help to go to the next level. So we definitely got to go to God, because there's no real next level without God, without knowing you and beginning to really understand that the power is on the inside of you. Hence, this is the reason why we're asking, is network marketing really for me? Father God, we come before you. We honor you on this day. This is the day that you have made. We are glad and we're joyous in it. We're thanking you, oh dear Lord, that we're becoming unstoppable, that we're moving through every obstacle and seeing it as nothing but opportunities for our next level, opportunities for us to grow, opportunities for us to be corrected and directed toward the path that you've had for us. We're thanking you right now that leaders are being built, leaders are being developed, leaders are growing even now under the sound of my voice. We're thanking you for your Holy Spirit that will take full reign and control here over power. Start your day. We're thanking you, Father God, that we've come to the realization, we have the revelation that we cannot do anything big without you. We're thanking you right now that we're no longer settling for the counterfeit. We're thanking you right now we're no longer running into idolization. We're coming into true worship, and that means even being great examples in the marketplace. We're thanking you, Father God, that as we're moving forward by force, we know that that is how things are done, with a force. We're acknowledging that, and we're no longer taking the back seat, the back road to success. We're moving forward to our rightful place in this industry called network marketing. We're not afraid to take the look, the hard look at ourselves, just so that now our mind can be renewed and we can move forward without ever looking back. We're not settling for mediocrity. We're going mega. We acknowledge you in all of our ways, and we're thanking you, and we're sealing this prayer with the blood of your son, Jesus Christ. Amen. All right, good morning, good morning, good morning. And so, you know, as we're discussing, is network marketing really for me? We're probably going to, you know, obviously when you're learning anything, our mind is going to go into the direction of, is this true? And because network marketing, not direct sales, right? There are two different things. Direct sales, many network marketing companies have the opportunity for direct sales within the business. Meaning you can earn money, share, do whatever you want to do with your company's products or services, never really having to build or cultivate a team. But it takes a few things in order for you to really do network marketing at a high level. I need you to know that it doesn't matter about where you are. It's all about where you want to be in this series. Let's go down, and it says in Hebrews 13 and 7, it's obvious to do anything big, leadership is a requirement. Someone has to say, I'm going first. Someone has to say, I am going to have the emotional intelligence to stick with it. Someone has to say, I am in it to win it. I have no other choice but to win. Someone has to say, failure, quitting is not an option. What this will do is create an atmosphere for growth for others. So you're either in the process of becoming the leader, and you don't want to force right that process, so that now you can do what we call duplication, which is developing leaders. Now, some people may develop producers. That's not the same thing. You need leaders who will produce. Hello, somebody, you got to write that down. We need leaders who will produce. So then what is a leader? A leader is someone who creates the atmosphere for others to grow. I'll never, ever forget that that is the clarification, was the turning point for me from the late, great Dr. Miles Monroe. You see, one of the things that you want to make sure is, even as a leader, when you hear something, just like I did, that changed my life, I will never, ever, ever try to take that credit, because God put that person in my life to put me on the right track. So I'll never just honor Dr. Monroe and ever take something that he gave me and act as if it was my own. That was something God gave him to equip me, to equip the other people who are serious about building the kingdom and taking it anywhere across all boundaries, including the marketplace. So let's go to Hebrews chapter 13, verse 7, and see what does it say. It says, remember your leader who spoke the word of God to you. Now, we start talking about speaking the word of God. We're just talking about the truth, the way, the life. The truth, the way, the life. This is the way that we should be going so we can have the abundant life. So people, don't get so religious on me that when you hear the word God, you act like that is not the word you want to hear, because that has never hurt anyone, always helped people. So now when we go talking about it, it says in 7:13, 7 and B, this is the second clause, it says, consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith. I'm going to read this one more time because this is some specific instructions that if you're trying to become and then now go and develop, this is out of the book of faith. And remember, faith is what activates the hand of God. Faith is what moved God, not a whole bunch of, you know, gyrations, yelling, whatever. That's not what moved. It's the faith. It's saying, how are you thinking? What are you doing when you don't seem like you're winning? When it doesn't seem like you're winning, what do you think? How are you reacting? What's happening with you? Faith. The things you can't see, but you unequivocally believe it's happening. It says, remember your leaders who spoke the word of God to you. Consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith. See, once you now say, I'm rolling into network marketing, I'm leading people to be successful, I'm leading people into a predictable way of success in life, then you no longer get the opportunity to just do all kinds of buffoonery. It just cannot happen. If leaders are people who are creating atmospheres for other people to grow, you have to say, what do I want to grow? What behaviors do I want to duplicate? What behaviors would I like to develop within the people who are watching me? And not only am I speaking the word of God, but look at the life. Am I doing what I'm saying? These are very important things because I see people who will throw rocks and hide their hand behind their back. Leaders, as you're becoming a leader in the network marketing industry, if you want to say, I'm taking my spot at the top, hence, you can't be at the top unless there's always people being developed who are coming in at the bottom. Can I say this one more time? There's no way to take your spot at the top unless there are always being leaders developed. They must be consistent development from people coming in at the bottom. Now, when we start going deeper into this series, you want to make sure that everybody is in place. Because we cannot keep getting confused that production is equal to leadership. You want leaders who will produce. Now, because, of course, it's a numbers-driven industry, we don't want to get confused with positional leadership. I'm going to tell you this right here. If you go and you want to read the 5 levels of leadership, if you haven't done that, I know our book for this month here which will be wrapping up soon. It's called Acres of Diamonds. And if you haven't gone and gotten that book, you know, and if you haven't read The Five Levels of Leadership by John C. Maxwell, I can tell you one of my favorite leadership authors, you know, outside of Dr. Monroe, where he just lays it out plain. And if you want to really grow, you definitely have to say, if I want to become a leader, I must be a reader. Leaders are readers. If you are a person that reading is just so burdensome to you, I understand, and you're saying, I want to do audio, I want to do what have you, and I get it. But there is a powerful connection. Remember, even in the Bible says, write it out and make it plain. Now, if something is written out, it's intended for someone to read it. When there is a connection between the eyes, this is the eye gate. And then now when it comes into the eye gate, your mind begins to process it, and now it starts going past just the ear gate, but it now begins to process inside of your mind. It gets into your spirit. And I need you guys to understand that leaders are readers. You can miss a lot. You can miss a lot of becoming a leader if reading is a burden. You're going to be the person that's going to be missing very important things, maybe in your company's compliance area, maybe in the company's compensation plan, maybe in the company's how-to, maybe in the company's, you know, the other unique things about your products and services. You must become a leader. Be willing to do things that you've never done before. And you might say, well, I've come this far without that. Your results are 100% where you want to be, then this message is not for you. Now, I'm sitting here as a seven-figure earner multiple times, and I still stay learning. I will never abandon learning, because there's no way that I can continue creating atmosphere for growth if I am not continuously growing. Leader. Let's open up the call today, because as we start dissecting, first, how do you become a leader? What are some of the things that you must do to say, I am becoming? That is a very powerful word, be. Be. I am becoming a leader. This will even move you into humility. This will also lead you into appreciation for people who have gone much further than you if you're able to say, I am becoming a leader. That means that you understand. That's going to now process to your mind that I am in the process. Because as soon as you believe that you have arrived, you abandon opportunity for growth. So now, let's go on and let's open up the line. Good morning, good morning, good morning, guys. We're going here, 201-4240. Good morning.
Good morning, Nicola. It's Dana.
Hey, Dana. So awesome to see you this past weekend. Awesome. Good morning.
Oh, yes. Oh, good morning. So this morning, Nicola, my goodness, each and everything that you said has resonated so loud in my spirit. You know, as you go through this journey, and when I say as you, I'm always speaking about myself first. And I realized it took self-assessment. Right? That was one of the first major keys to wanting to just go to the next level, not just in the company, but in life. Self-assessment. take that self-inventory, Dana, to figure out where are those key gaps that you can tighten up and just get better at who you were already designed to be. We all know
that's
we're
right.
here for a purpose, but you've got to take self-assessment. The next thing you said, Nicola, really quickly, which was just, like, amazing to me because, you know, every night I've gotten into the discipline of writing down the 6 most important things that must happen tomorrow. And last night, the first thing that I wrote at the top of my date book was, you doing to you need to become.
Mm-hmm.
What are your daily activities? So, my goodness, Nicola, everything that you've said this morning just has resonated so loud. It makes me want to go so much harder, not just because of the products and services. I really wish this would just speak so loudly to someone, to their heart. It's not just your products and services. That's the vehicle to just really becoming the person you were already designed to become. We are here for a specific purpose. That is why you don't have to worry about competition. You don't have to worry about who is doing what, how you did it, what didn't happen. You are here for a designed purpose. And because of that, if you stay on track with what you're supposed to do and be consistent and persistent with that, you will get there. It doesn't matter what's happening around you, but be mindful that someone is always watching. Never feel you've arrived. Someone's always watching. I love being a student. Thank you, Nicola. Have an amazing day. Thank you so much.
Wow, thank you so much, Dana. Powerful too. When we start talking about becoming the leader and you start identifying what is your blueprint, because we already know that even if you plan, everything you plan may not go that way. So as we become leaders, we have to be prepared. We have to prepare for leadership. And then you have to say, well, what incubator have I been in to prepare for leadership? This is why being coachable is so key in network marketing. Being able to now say, I'm going in that incubator so that I can come out, I would say, fully done. Some of us come out too early because if you start having success from production, it will begin to give you the idea you've arrived in leadership, and they are not one and the same. So as we continue to go down this journey, I'm very excited for many of you guys, and what's about to go down. Good morning, becoming or developing leaders. Good morning, 770-8970.
Good morning, Nicola. It's Sandra. How are you? I hope you can hear me because I'm driving, so I can't really tell what, if I'm in a good spot or not. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay, good morning. So, awesome surge event that we went to, and, I didn't get the book Acres of Diamond right away, so I wanted to catch up, and I got the audio. So a little bit of conviction because I want to learn so much that audio seems to work for me, but I really should read more. So that was a little bit conviction today. When I listen to the book, one thing that I noticed is the stuff that you're giving us is principles that are eternal, right? They're not the next 7 best steps to get rich or the 5 steps to become a producer. This is stuff that if you really put into your spirit and you really get it, this is lifelong success in every area, not just money, not just relationships, but even the life quality that you're going to have. And I say it over and over again, you cannot pay $1 million to get this anywhere else, and here we get it every morning. And I know that it's from God, and I know that he's doing something great in us, and I just enjoy going through the process right now, and I'm grateful that he included me in this movement. I'm still, you know, working through it, but I just really am so grateful. And that's all I got to say today.
That is so powerful. Listen, guys, I need you to hear something, right? Network marketing is such a place. And when you begin, you start talking about you using your system. Do you know that everyone can make it? Obviously, everyone don't. But what happens in the process? Because this is a perfect thing of turning to here. People so often are starting to compare themselves as to where they are now versus where they want to be. And I need you to know that, yes, some people will get there faster than others. But the quicker you make your mind up, the quicker you make your mind up. And why I'm directing you to read is because when you begin to read, do you understand that everyone has growth requirements in different areas? And when you're reading, you can now put a pen on it. Bam. Hold on. This one is for me. I need to go over this again. Because we already know our attention spans. Even if you have an audio, I recommend that you still maybe do an audio and maybe go back in the book and scan through if there are particular chapters or what have you that you need to work on. You need to identify, because do you understand that most of the time people, growth patterns are slowed down by the repetition of the same mistakes? And that says never learning the lesson that was put before them the first time. So when you can put a pen on it and say, bam, this is for me. I need to work on this for me so I can be better for this. Talking about the moving from becoming to developing leaders. Guys, you want to make sure that you're plugged into this series. Don't miss out. Because there are people who last a long time, if you understand the concept of becoming and developing leaders. Because I can tell you something. I've been in this industry a while, and I can see producers who were throwing the towel. Because they may have abandoned some of the principles of leadership. Let's keep talking, guys. Powerful conversation going on here. If I would start your day, see you guys next time. God bless you. Have a productive day.